The world's biggest vaccine manufacturer says it needs financial help to meet soaring demand. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. The Serum Institute of India has asked the nation's government for more than $400 million to help increase COVID-19 vaccine manufacturing. The company's boss said production units, which are currently churning out Oxford AstraZeneca shots, are severely stressed. The request comes at a time when cases in India are hitting record levels. It's the only country besides the U.S. to register 100,000 COVID cases in a single day. Several Indian states have now written to the central government complaining of vaccine shortages. From Mumbai, the BBC's Nikhil Anamdar has more.
It's absolutely a double whammy, Victoria, because on one hand, they cannot export and keep their commitments to global players. And on the other hand, locally, they're getting flak from the government because they're selling the jab at a subsidized rate of about $2, which they say is profitable, but not profitable enough to plow back and reinvest in order to ramp up their production capacity. And at this point in time, the priority really is to ramp up and get as many vaccines out there as possible.
So it's asking for $400 million from the Indian government, but AstraZeneca has issued a legal notice over the supply delay from the Serum Institute. So how are they going to balance the demand, I guess, from all corners of the earth? I mean, can they do it?
You know, that's a tough question. The head of Serum Institute was speaking to the local media, and he said that the scenario was actually never budgeted or planned for initially because they were supposed to export and get the funding from exports countries where they were selling at a much higher cost. However, with that out of the window, they're now having to look at these kinds of options where they actually go and ask the government for money. And of course, you know, if they get this money from the government, it will be for local doses and not for export, presumably. What this means is that there will be certainly a delay in shipments globally because India, as you know, had till just a few weeks ago actually exported more vaccines than it had used domestically. There was all of this talk about, you know, it being the pharmacy of the world and India's vaccine diplomacy and so on and so forth. But it now has to prioritize on local needs.
And does it seem like the Serum Institute will get that $400 million from the Indian government?
As of now, there are no indications of that. In India, we're now also going to have in the next few weeks, I guess, the Sputnik vaccine. So whether the government would actually go ahead and fund a particular company, I think, you know, that's a big question mark out there. Also, the Indian government is cash strapped at this point in time.
The BBC's Nikhil Anamdar from Mumbai. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Victoria.
Well, amid that surge in infections across India, the nation's main share index has been drifting from record highs set back in February. Checking the numbers today, though, it's moving higher after the central bank pledged to keep interest rates at record lows and committed to more economic stimulus. Meanwhile, here in Europe, shares are little changed. In the U.S., ahead of the opening bell, Apple shares are up about 0.5%. That's despite a report in Japan's Nikkei newspaper that the tech titan has postponed some production due to the global semiconductor shortage. To South America now, where many countries are also continuing to battle rising COVID-19 infection rates. Argentina has now announced an overnight curfew that's set to start tomorrow. Further north in Brazil, hospitals have become overcrowded as the health system teeters on the brink of collapse in many areas. The death toll there is second only to the U.S. While the nation's president, Jair Bolsonaro, continues to oppose any lockdown measures to curb the outbreak, the BBC's Latin America correspondent, Will Grant, explains the president has turned his focus to ramping up vaccine efforts.
Obviously, branches of all of the major drug manufacturing companies have headquarters and laboratories in various Brazilian cities. I mean, this is Brazil. It's a huge country. It should be able to do better than it's been doing. You know, realistically, it's taken countries that have managed to pull together many, many months to roll out vaccines, to develop vaccines. Brazil is so far at the beginning of all of that journey that it's hard to say. Yes, I can see Jair Bolsonaro making a deal with President Putin. Yes, I can see him also managing to source other vaccines from around the world, particularly China, if relations there improve.
Now, the argument from skeptics has been to keep the economy open. In other words, not do any lockdowns, to keep businesses afloat. Now it seems vaccines are the crucial element to getting out of this health and economic crisis that Brazil is facing. But how much is vaccine skepticism an issue in the country, do you think?
There is a lot of fake news and a lot of misinformation about vaccines and their safety. There has been a group of hardcore Bolsonaro supporters who absolutely flatly refuse to take over any vaccine from China. And then even further, there are plenty who wouldn't take a vaccine at all. You know, many, many thousands. One would be looking to the presidency, to the government more broadly, to knock down the misinformation, to inform the public properly. And again, we've not been seeing that from Jair Bolsonaro. We've been seeing quite the opposite. The emphasis was on keeping the economy going. That has been again true in Mexico, the other main economy in Latin America. And I think the reasoning is that they simply can't afford to have millions of people sitting at home, not working. The presidencies and the governments in Latin America have sort of done a cost-benefit analysis between the economy and the healthcare system, and in many instances have chosen the economy over the healthcare.
So what is President Bolsonaro's plan to get his country out of this situation? Are vaccines just the key to that? And then addressing vaccine skepticism will be sort of the next step.
I think he is potentially turning a corner in terms of seeing that vaccination is going to be necessary if any form of normalcy is to return to Brazil. Unless he can show a sort of strategic approach. This isn't me sort of, you know, just tearing into Jair Bolsonaro. It is simply based on what he's saying. He continues to play down the severity of the crisis as he has from day one.
The BBC's Will Grant for us. Thanks for breaking this down.
You're very welcome.
Well, on the subject of vaccine hesitancy, a legal expert from the World Health Organization has warned a loss in trust in AstraZeneca's shot could deal a huge blow to efforts to fight COVID-19 around the world. His remarks come after a warning yesterday from the EU drugs regulator that blood clots can be a very rare side effect. In spite of that, Professor Lawrence Gostin says the vaccine is a lifesaver and it should be used. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.